This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
What is Barbiecore and do I need to be concerned?
Thank you. What the heck?
It's exactly what you think Barbiecore would be. Like
Barbiecore?
Barbie, the doll.
Okay, what's core?
That's just like the trendy word to add on. Because there used to be, what was it, like another...
There's like normcore, which is just like you have no... You dress with no style, and that is your style. It's very...
Cottagecore?
I've never heard the word core used in this way.
Mm-hmm. I think there's dadcore, if you dress like a dad.
How do I dress?
Oh, boy.
What core is yeah. you?
Because I just started buying some curved hemline shirts. Ah. You bought any of the curved hemline?
They're really popular. See them advertised everywhere now.
But it's kind of hard to find. And then when you sometimes buy them, like I bought a couple that I had to send back because I didn't realize I was buying like an NF shirt. You know what I mean by NF?
Oh, like a long line?
Oh my God. It's like you could not wear pants.
What's an NF?
NF is the rapper who sounds a little like Eminem.
Oh, okay.
We met him in New York.
We did.
He was at when we were syndicated.
Oh.
He was
the
rapper at the Sun Broadcasting syndication
party. The party.
You're listening to Slacker and Steve reminisce about crap you don't care about.
He was the one in the huge t-shirt.
Yes. The t-shirt goes down.
Yes.
It's like, and it's a curved hem, but it hits you right about the knee.
Okay.
Like Bieber wears the long ones every once in a while.
Yeah, he does.
It's like super. I don't mean to get really far off track here, but I'm going to. Just thinking about Bieber made me think of, I'm just going to explain the stream of consciousness. Okay, so one time Bieber was wearing a Metallica shirt, and I was like, what is Bieber doing in a Metallica shirt? Did you hear that Metallica's the new Kate Bush?
Yeah, no. Because they're in Stranger Things too.
They used Master of Puppets at the end at the season finale of Stranger Things, and so now all of a sudden,
have you seen it?
I haven't seen any
so
of it.
Get rid
I'm only
of this
on season two.
Attitude.
You can okay, all right. I think I told you that I was going to try to influence my kids into watching it, and Noah rolled his eyes at me, and he was like, "I don't really want to do it." I walked into her room the other day. She's on episode 3 of season 2. I'm like, "We were supposed to watch it together." I wanted to.
You got that big t-shirt on, Dad.
Yes.
I don't want to hang out with you.
Anyway, so I was trying to wear NF core. I don't think, but the curved hem is kind of cool because I've been having a problem with Shania Twain shirts. So every time I like raise my arms, they become a midriff shirt. Does that happen to you? Does that happen to anybody else?
No,
my shirts are not long enough.
Yeah.
Like medium shirts, when I raise my arms.
Well, you see the commercials with the two dudes. They have their own t-shirt company now. It's like everyone's got a t-shirt company.
I know. T-shirts have become the thing because nobody dresses up anymore.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Barbiecore.
Oh, yeah, Barbiecore.
This is because the movie's coming out, I think.
Yeah.
So everyone's all excited.
Not even just because of the movie, but because we have already gone through like the 70s trend.
Okay.
So now we're on the 80s, we're on the neons, we're on in the 90s a little bit with the butterfly clips and banana clips.
They're going to do neon again for
girls?
Yeah,
so Barbiecore is bright, bright pink. And
who are all those people? Is that Lizzo in the middle?
There's Lizzo, Megan Fox, Hailey Bieber, Zendaya. Like pink is
everywhere.
Yeah, Legally Blonde.
It's the bright, hi, I'm a pink color.
Is that fuchsia? That's fuchsia. Isn't that what fuchsia is?
Yeah.
Fuchsia is the like... Bleh.
It's not the dusty pink, though. I like the dusty pink.
Tiak wears the dusty pink.
Yeah.
He just pulls it off.
Dusty Rose.
Oh, Dusty Rose. Yeah. Noah wears that, too. He wears a lot of Hollister Dusty Rose. There's those two colors that both Noah and Tiak wear, and it's kind of... I can't decide if Noah's making good decisions or Tiak's making bad decisions. But it's like it's the Dusty Rose and then like Desert Storm. You're not wearing it today, but it's like
so
that...
Fun.
I am.
It's
my shorts are
it's
like
it's the kind of it's Desert Storm brown. It's not khaki. It's what do you call it?
Tan.
Shut up. It's got a cooler name than that.
Yeah, desert sand. That's
sand.
Sand.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Those are the colors. But like, are you saying I don't want to get in trouble for this, but are you saying men are also going to jump on board?
I
feel like men are doing the dusty.
That was going to be my question too, cuz that was all women.
All women
in the picture.
I could see it, especially with the new Barbie movie coming out and Ryan Gosling looking phenomenal.
He's wearing pink in it?
Oh, yeah. He's Ken. He is rocking this pink.
I've seen a couple of the clips of me. Ken doesn't have blonde hair. That's what I don't understand.
I've been hung up on that, too.
Ken has brown hair. The Ken dolls I played with had brown hair. And I also played with G.I. Joe. In fact, Steve, a few years ago, gave me a G.I. Joe doll.
Like action figure.
Gave me, it was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, he gave me all these Tonka trucks and stuff, and then he gave me this one. I was like, what is that? And then I opened up this coffin. It was like a sarcophagus or something. Yeah, and there was a G.I. Joe doll. G.I. Joe was the best doll because Ken has plastic hair. G.I. Joe had hair.
And that fuzzy.
Fuzzy,
beard.
Like crew cut hair. It was the greatest thing in the world. Yeah. But G.I. Joe wouldn't be caught dead in pink.
That this is true.
But you used to play with the Ken and the G.I. Joe. Like, did Ken get drafted?
No, Ken did not get drafted. Did you play Ken with was always together? Trying to talk G.I. Joe into quitting.
Oh, okay.
Is that what was going on over here?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.